This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. From minerals in general to specific elements now, our every now and then contributor Justin Rowlett from the BBC has been doing a series that is a slightly different way of looking at the global economy. It's called Elemental Business, about the chemical elements and how they affect the business cycle. Today, we go to the upper right corner of the periodic table, symbol SI, atomic number 14, silicon. Justin, good to talk to you again.
Very good to talk to you, Kai.
Okay, I'm going to get this question out of the way right up front. Silicon or silicone?
Well, we would say silicon. I'm guessing you're going to tell me it's silicone.
No, I'm going to say silicon.
Good. Well, let's go with silicon.
Okay. All right. So what is it? What is it used for? And there is actually a thing called silicone, too, isn't there?
Silicon is a metallic element. It's not actually a metal, but it's a metallic element. It is extraordinarily common. Three quarters of the Earth's crust is made of silica. But, incredibly common element.
Am I oversimplifying if I say that silicon is basically really, really, really purified sand?
Essentially, that's exactly right. Yeah, sand has a high silica content. That silica is silicon dioxide. You need to get rid of those two oxygens to create pure elemental silicon. And then you refine it. So it has to be incredibly pure.
Other than silicon chips, from whence Silicon Valley comes and all that, what is it used for?
Silicon is the basis of glass. 5,000 years ago, man discovered how to actually make glass. And frankly, well, we haven't looked back since then. We've been looking through glass ever since. Glass is one of those absolutely essential technologies we completely take for granted. So in a sense, you know, we think of the Silicon Revolution being computers. Actually, probably the first, one of the very, very early technological revolutions was glass. And arguably, it's at least as important as all the computers that we use.
There is also a sustainability part of this substance as well, right? It's used in solar panels and solar
manufacturing. There is. And this, I was going to argue, was the third potential kind of silicon-based revolution. The fact that it's a semiconductor also makes it very useful for solar panels. The light kind of, what it was described to me, the light sort of knocks the electrons out and therefore allows it to create a circuit. Mm. I mean, that's a sort of grossly simplified description of how it works, but essentially that's what happens. As they've developed the solar technology, we've seen a very rapid fall in the price of solar. The argument is that the price of solar panels will halve every time the amount of installed solar panels doubles. Sounds a bit obscure, but what it means is over the last 30 years, prices have gone from about $100 a watt to less than a dollar a watt. And it's also an incredible technology because it's so portable. You know, you don't need the kind of electricity grid that we have at the moment. So that means it's a technology that can be exported in the same way that, for example, mobile telephones transformed the economy of many developing countries. Solar's doing the same. You know, you can have a kind of literally a mud hut in the desert. You can put a solar panel on the top and they can be watching, I don't know, NBA basketball.
Justin Rowlett, his series for the BBC is called Elemental Economics. Justin, thanks a bunch.
Cheers. Thanks, Kai.